What's on my mind today is the endless call in the media and in the public for the answer. What's the answer then, people say? As if there is one. As if there's always a magic bullet. What should we do, they say, with the implication that if we do what you do say we ought to do, everything will be okay. And it's in fact La La Land. You know, the notion of a magic bullet is, in a sense, a joke. If it was easy to solve everything, as I've said before, it would all be solved by now. There have been plenty of clever people before we all arrived, before the generation now in charge took charge. What we need to accept, and if we do accept it and demand it be covered in our media, is that there isn't a magic bullet, that life is complex. Yes, the answer, well, it's complicated. People laugh at that in a comedy as if, oh, it's complicated, it's a way of getting out of facing up to the truth. But the truth is, it is complicated. And maybe things aren't as easy as we think they are. And maybe there isn't a solution. That what we should be asking for is, yes, well, is there a solution and will it work? But what we should be happy with is advancement, some sort of mitigation of the problem, incremental improvement. The life history of people on this planet has been one largely of incremental improvement. Sure, there have been great breakthroughs. At the time, they've appeared magnificent. And we're talking about one of those today in relation to cancer research. Tremendous leap forward. At the renaissance, we say, of science. But in the whole history of things, in a few hundred years, people will say, well, that was small beer. In the end, we have to accept incremental change. Take each bit of improvement as you can get it, work on it, love it, and endorse it, and be happy with it. Don't always complain because there isn't a magic bullet. You know why? Because largely, there isn't one.